This is Healthy Children with Melanie Cole and expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
It's not always that easy to feed children healthy. There's picky kids and picky eaters and even, you know, parents. If you don't eat certain vegetables, you can't really very well expect your children to. But how do you get your picky eaters to eat everything? And just how do you pack lunches? How do you get your kids to eat healthy and make those good choices that hopefully, if you've done this right, will last them their lifetime? My guest, of course, pediatrician and American Academy of Pediatrics spokesman, Dr. Corey Cross. So Dr. Cross, you talk to children about nutrition all the time and their parents. What's the first best bit of information you give them?
I think that everybody thinks they have a picky eater, and everybody thinks, oh, I can't feed that to my kid because they'll never eat it. My kid doesn't eat fruit and vegetables. My kid doesn't eat whatever. And I think that we let that just sort of be our crutch, and we don't keep trying. And I think that we need to remember that a lot of people don't like certain foods right off the bat, but you need to keep reintroducing them. And that doesn't stop when they're toddlers. I mean, I have a child who used to hate fruit. And I told her she had to pick two that she was willing to eat. And then, you know, we started with those two, and then we'd go to the farmer's market, and I'd be like, just try that. And she'd be like, oh, that one's pretty good. Okay, so we'll buy that one. And you can do the same thing at the grocery store. Pick one that you want to eat. Let's start there. And then you just keep introducing it, and you just keep sort of moving forward. And, of course, they're always allowed to have one or two things they really don't like. Like, I have one child who really hates tomatoes. Okay, fine. But you're not allowed to hate every vegetable or every fruit. You have to just, you know, you have to try some of them and you have to eat some of them. And so when I have a child who doesn't like any vegetable, when the parents say they won't eat any vegetable, I say to them, pick one that you dislike the most, one that you never want to eat. And that one you won't be served, but the rest of them then you have to eat. So you have to sort of let them feel like they have some control, but you have to keep working at it because you can't have a kid or an adult really who won't eat any fruits or vegetables. So you can't let that be just something that you say, my kid doesn't eat fruits and vegetables. We have to keep trying.
I know, you know what? And when I have friends come over and say, oh, don't even bother, my kid won't eat that. I hate when they do that in advance. I'm like, well, you don't know that because maybe with me, they will. And I just had a mother the other day because I fed her daughter dinner and a really good healthy dinner. And she goes, she won't ever eat that for me. But for me, she did. And she knows that I'm, you know, somebody who knows a lot about nutrition and all these things. So yes, we have to get our kids involved. I like competition, Dr. Cross, saying you pick a recipe and we'll make it. And whoever, you know, whoever's we like, or everybody pick a new vegetable this week and we'll all try a recipe with it or something. And getting our kids involved in cooking is so important.
Absolutely. So I made a New Year's resolution, not this year, but last year, that I was going to try one new vegetable a month because I felt like I always went to the grocery store and bought the same vegetables, and those are the only ones I knew how to cook. So we picked all sorts of weird vegetables, and the kids thought it was funny. They'd be like, let's try this one. This one looks strange. And then we'd take it home, Google some recipes, figure out what we wanted to make, and they thought it was really fun. We even bought, like, kohlrabi, which I had no idea what it was beforehand. So, you know, the kids got involved, and it was a fun thing to do. And, you know, it didn't take a lot of time because it's not like we did it every week. But, you know, it definitely helped us think about different things to eat. I also think with little kids, another thing with sort of competition is I've made a chart where you have just, like, you have them color in, like, a row of all the different colors, red, yellow, orange, green. And then the little ones, they put an X if they eat anything of that color that day, and we're talking fruits and vegetables. So they'll be like, wow, I didn't eat anything yellow today. And I'm like, well, what could you eat? Could you eat a banana? Or you didn't eat anything red. What goes in the red category?
I love that idea.
To get excited. I mean, only it doesn't, you can't do that with your teenagers, but with your little kids, they definitely love to, you know, they put a sticker on it or a star or an X or something, and they feel like they're keeping track and they're excited about it.
That's a really cool idea, trying to get all of the colors in there at once and trying to get all those. Now, as parents, we know we should feed our children healthy, and then we look at breakfast and lunch, and oh my God, we got to race around and get lunch ready for the kids and send them with lunch. When you tell parents and speak to parents about sending a healthy lunch, because there's so much crap that you can stick in a lunchbox to make it easy, and the granola bars and chips and things, and then their friends, they come home and say, Mom, you packed me all this healthy food, and all my friends had Cheetos and barbecued potato chips. And so how do you feed that healthy lunch and walk that fine line between them not wanting it because they're embarrassed?
So, I mean, first, I think parents need to get away from the children's menu. I hate the children's
menu. Totally. I hate it.
Show. And I'm thinking, really? This is why our kids think that they should be eating chicken nuggets, hot dogs, cheeseburgers, french fries, and pizza. Like, that's all that is on their menu.
Yeah.
So I think that when you're packing a lunch, and even when you're, you know, serving dinner or going out to a restaurant, get away from that children's menu. There are tons of things on the adult side that kids will eat. And I think that you need to think about that, too, when you're packing a lunch, that we want to get away from all these processed, prepackaged little things that are easy to throw into a lunchbox. I mean, every once in a while, you need a few of them, but you don't need them every day, and that's just not the right way to do it. I think that what you think about for the kids who need, like, the snack and the lunch to go to school, for snack, for me, it's one item where I think it'll fill you up a little bit. So maybe it's, you know, a scoop of hummus and some crackers, a scoop of hummus and, you know, the carrots, and I put the carrots in the hummus so that I know that when they take the carrot out, they're going to get some hummus. So, you know, I put that together already. And so it's like, you know, the hummus, or maybe it's a little yogurt with, you know, the granola, and they can sprinkle it on top. And then it's always a fresh fruit. Every once in a while, it has to be applesauce, but it's usually a fresh fruit that goes with the snack. Then the lunch is, again, something that's, you know, kind of has some substance. So maybe it's a sandwich, maybe it's the heated up leftovers. And then again, it's a fresh fruit. And for my children, if they come home with their lunchbox, first thing I do is open it up. They say they want a snack. I look at what's left over. If the things of substance are left over, that's fine. I usually try to pack a little bit extra because I don't want them to be hungry. If the fresh fruit is left over, that gets set out on the table, and I say, here's your snack. You didn't finish your grapes. You didn't finish your cantaloupe. You didn't finish your watermelon. Have that first, and then we can talk about what other snack you're going to have. So they know that if they bring the fruit home, they're going to eat it. And so eventually my kids just start eating the fruit. We had one showdown where my daughter's like, well, then I don't need a snack. So then when she sat down to dinner, there was her fruit again.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else until you eat that fruit. Because you know that sometimes you have to put your foot down. But, you know, my daughter does say, how come I don't get the pretzels and the goldfish and all of that in my lunchbox? My oldest says that all the time. And I say, you know what? Those things are treats. Those are treats that you have at, like, birthday parties. Those are treats that you have every once in a while. But that isn't real food. That's not going to really make your body healthy. And we talk about wanting our body to be healthy. We talk about, you know, that we don't want our arteries. And I actually tell them, I was like, there's little tubes that bring all the blood to your heart. It makes your heart work well. And we don't want that all clogged up. Like, it's important that we feed our body well. I said, I don't know why sometimes other families don't do that, but I know that I want your body to be healthy. And I know I want your body to last a really long time. So this is what I have to do. And it's my job as your mom, you know, and a lot of times they just roll their eyes at me that I always say, it's my job as your mom to do this. But, you know, it's what I say to my kids, and it seems to work for now.
It does. It works for me, too, because I do about the same thing as you. I mean, we're very similar, you and I, in what we say to our children and how we feed our children, and it's so, so important. You have about 30 seconds, Dr. Cross. Wrap it up. Your best nutrition advice.
I would say get your kids involved, because if they're involved, they're going to be excited to eat good food. Have them help you find recipes. Have them go to the grocery store with you. And then also just keep trying. Try new things with them, because they need to explore their taste buds. They need to widen their variety. And if you start them eating healthy soon and you start them eating healthy young, they will continue those habits for the rest of their lives.
Oh, such great advice. So beautifully put. And you're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD with our great friends from the American Academy of Pediatrics. They are just an incredible organization full of such knowledgeable pediatricians. You can trust the information. It's credible information, and you hear it here, right here on Radio MD. If you missed any of it, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at radiomd.com, and share these shows with your friends, because it's such good information, and that's how we all learn together. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.